That's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery 407 in the afternoon, and we're going to be talking about the Hall of Heroes Museum. To me, it's really amazing that we are going to have a wonderful museum here with local things donated from local people and people that have retired here who are all of a sudden saying, I don't have room for this stuff. We're going to be able to have a fabulous resource right here in Greenwood. Now, that resource is going to open this coming Sunday on the same day that the Veterans Day Parade is in Uptown Greenwood. It is at the Greenwood Veterans Center. And then we're going to talk about some of the things they need, some of the things they're still looking for, and of course, how you can get involved in helping on such a great project. Today, I have with me Terry Weeks and James Morgan. How y'all doing today?
Well, we're doing great, Anna.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be back.
That's right. Terry, we had you on before, and of course, you were in the U.S. Navy from 1969 to 1989, Chief Petty Officer, Cryptologic Technician. Is that pretty close?
That's it.
Okay. And of course, we're talking to him. And then we also have James Morgan, who is retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, served 22 years in the service. First off, I want to thank you all for your service here to our country. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann.
Well, we really appreciate it because, you know, I like talking on the radio and I like having my freedom. And if we didn't have guys like you taking care of us and making sure, would we have the same freedoms that we have fought so hard for? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Not at all.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, when we look at how things are today, it sometimes makes us wonder about where things are going, doesn't it, Terry?
Yes, it does. I'm afraid to look at the newspaper every morning.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of scary every day. And, you know, particularly, I'm not going to dwell on this, but particularly we had the guy that shot the TSA agent out there in California, and then they had a bomb scare in Birmingham at the airport. I mean, you know, things like this happen, and it kind of makes you wonder, are we being vigilant enough? What do you think, James?
I don't know. It's getting tougher and tougher all the time.
It is.
Because people are getting smarter and smarter all the time, using all the assets that we have and they have. You know, we're an open society with lots of communications ability.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you, one of my gals was talking to a website promoter, I guess we should use, and if you want to target your market, they have a way to target your market. If you want to send out ads to people that have been dating for 10 months and that's the ideal time to send something, they guarantee you that they can have the connections that can tell you who's been dating 10 months and who you should target for that.
Yes.
If you want to target somebody that, what shall we say, that's bought a Mercedes in the last year, you can target that person today. It's phenomenal.
We have no privacy.
We have no privacy. You're absolutely right. So when you're putting stuff out there on the internet, don't put out there what color underwear you're wearing today, because you know what? They'll know.
And then they'll send you ads for it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about something great that's happening. And, of course, this has been a pretty long time coming, putting this museum together. Terry, what can you tell us about the process in getting to the opening, which is going to be this Sunday?
Well, if I remember correctly, talk started back in 2012 about the Hall of Heroes Museum. And we went under the actual Hall of Heroes as far as their nonprofit status. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of people working on that, getting that set up. So now we are officially part of the nonprofit. And we started meeting and working as a group in January of this year. So we have done a lot in 11 months.
And not only that, we weren't dealing with anybody that had any real museum experience, were we?
No, we weren't.
So I guess you had to learn, and James, did you go around to different, I mean, part of the group, I don't know if you did, but went around to different museums and checked them out to see how they did this?
Oh, absolutely, yes. My wife and I like to travel a lot.
Okay.
And she's a real historian buff. So, yes, we went to lots of museums and got some really good ideas on how to set military displays up, how to portray, you know, pictures and photographs with equipment. And Carol did the same thing, as well as a lot of other volunteers.
Now, you have a core group of about 12 that are working on this right now?
About 12, isn't it, Terry? That come in regularly.
Yeah.
That's an awesome undertaking, and particularly you just started taking in the stuff a few months ago, didn't you, Terry?
Yes, we did.
And how is that work? How is that working?
Surprisingly, Greenwood has been very good at donating, and we've gotten a lot of really nice, unique items.
And I had peeped in. It's actually going to be in a large room off to the left of the main hall right up there at the Veterans Center. I kind of peeped in there when I was down there a couple of weeks. I'm impressed. There's uniforms and flags, and, you know, I couldn't see much more than that, but it looks very impressive.
Yeah, we were lucky. One of the department stores donated all the
showcases.
Showcases.
And that was Belk's, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was Belk's.
Yeah.
Penny's donated some mannequins.
This museum is definitely coming together. But we're going to be talking about how it has come together, what you're going to expect. They are setting up the first exhibit to open up this coming Sunday, which is November 10th, and it's going to open after the parade. So the parade is going to go up into uptown Greenwood. I think this is backwards. I've already made my opinion known. And then they want everybody to come back and go to the museum. But it's going to be an excellent event. I know Sandra Johnston has been working with others to try to get the parade all put together. Correct? Yeah. And that's going to happen this coming Sunday. Now, I don't remember, what time does the parade start?
The parade starts at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the parade goes up into Greenwood, and then everybody comes back to the museum.
Right.
Okay. To the Hall of Heroes, to the Veterans Center. Now, you also have a terrific program, don't you, Terry, that helps you log in and categorize everything that you take in.
Yeah, I got lucky and found a program on the internet, free software. It's made specifically for museums, and from what I can tell, it does a fantastic job allowing us to log everything, give good description. We can tie a photo of the donated item with the description and everything. And Jim's wife has been doing most of our cataloging and everything, and she's got very proficient at it.
Well, she also was the reference library supervisor at the Greenwood Library. That should have come in very handy, James.
Yes, it does. Carol snatched that really quick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are here with James Morgan and Terry Weeks. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Both of these guys are retired, and as you can say though, that they do stay involved in what's going on in our community. You know, we got to give a kudos to Carol Scales, the chief motivator here and instigator of a lot of things, right?
Yes, indeed.
I mean, she is a terrific asset to our community here, and she has done so many good things, whether it's Project Linus or helping with veterans in so many different ways. So we're very lucky to have her. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here today, but I got two great guys that have been committed to carrying the torch here today, so that's what they're going to do, carry the torch, right? Now, what is the plan after the museum, after Sunday, when you have the opening? Do we have a plan on what type of hours that or schedule that the museum will have? Do you know, James, or...?
We're not sure. I think we're going to open mainly weekends, right,
it's
Terry?
It's going to be on weekends, and I believe right now it's scheduled Saturday and Sundays from 1 to 5.
Okay.
And that's depending on us being able to get enough volunteers to staff it during those hours and everything.
Okay, well, here's a great opportunity. Yes, great opportunity. So you're going to need more volunteers to help be there in the afternoon, Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the schedule can be flexible.
Real flexible, yeah.
And what would they have to learn or be able to do, Terry?
Just learn a little bit about the overall exhibits and everything. It's not that, it's not that difficult.
Right.
We have learned as we go along. We, you know, we get an item, we do a little bit of research and everything, and for anybody that's going to volunteer, you know, we can pass along our knowledge.
Sure. And of course, I'm sure the idea is, number one, to be able to answer questions if you can. Uh-huh. And you know, there's never, I always find it amazing that people have a hard time saying, you know, I don't know the answer to it, but I'd be more than happy to get someone that does or find out for you.
Yeah. We're also trying to put in there a lending library once we get the library built up of books.
That the reference library supervisor, your wife, can be in charge of, right?
Now, we haven't approached her on that one yet.
Okay.
But our one of Carol's goals is to get a library of books in there, so if somebody needs to look something up, they can actually check a book out.
Wow.
Do some research and return it. And we've also put in a interactive computer station to where somebody could put in a DVD, let's say, if they were doing some research or if somebody wanted to look at, you know, what happened at Iwo Jima, a computer that they can sit down at a table and look at a particular event that happened that they're interested in or whatnot.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about South Carolina, until Carol brought it up, I hadn't really thought about, our history goes back before the Revolutionary War.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Yes.
And so many states, they only have maybe the Civil War. They don't have all the background that South Carolina has.
Right.
So it really is a huge timeline that y'all will be able to cover. And it's going to take the whole community to help make this happen.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
And so if people have things that they would like to donate, I know sometimes when you're downsizing or maybe you're going through your dad's or your mom's things and you go, oh, I don't know what to do with it. I think the museum is an excellent place for these things because they will be preserved.
That's right.
So if you have these things and you don't know what to do them or you're downsizing or you're not going to have the space, please contact them down there. Now, when are y'all at the museum to take things in?
We're there usually Thursday afternoon from 1 to 3. But donations can always be taken in and given to the receptionist in the Veteran Affairs office, and they will make sure we get it.
Absolutely. Now, and the number at the Veterans Affairs office is 942-8531. That's 942-8531. And, of course, you can drop them off, as Terry said, just there, or if you want to drop them off there. And one of the things that y'all want to make sure is that you get the provenance, the background on these things. James, what does it mean to be able to have the background, like who owned it or family members and this type of thing? What does it mean to the museum?
Oh, well, that's a very important part of it. Cataloging all the material, making sure that we get the right donor for the right material, and what the item was all about. We've got several items. Well, I can speak for some MREs that we've collected, food that the Army, and it was very important, for example, to understand when these are MREs, meals ready to eat, were used and issued, so that somebody coming in will know, well, that's just a can of tuna, so what? Well, it's a can of tuna, but it was for the soldiers of World War II and the Vietnam War. So the lineage has to go with that, and to credit the people giving the item.
You know, absolutely.
Family photographs. We've got lots of very nice family photographs. And we just want to make sure that we credit the people that have donated this stuff.
And sure, it's always great to have a military picture. I mean, you see so many, the background pictures, like they're standing in front of a tank. Well, who is this, right?
Exactly.
You want to know.
Exactly.
Or I've got some pictures of Jeff where he's, I think he was in Hawaii or maybe the Philippines, and he's standing there with coconuts on the beach. You know, you want to know for when that's from.
And just because you don't know what kind of tank that is, we can find that out.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's the who the person is and where they think they were, and we can fill a lot of the background.
Yeah. And it is fascinating. And, you know, one thing we don't want to lose is history tells us so much about where we have been and can prevent where we might be going. Would that be true if we believe in studying history? Unfortunately, I will tell you this. When I was growing up, I didn't see the sense in history at all. Now, I have a totally different opinion, and I regret the fact that I didn't pay attention more when we were talking about World War II and all these different things. I was just going, that's in the past. Who cares?
Yeah.
Makes a big difference. It absolutely does. So I certainly hope if you have things, if you're listening or you know a family member and they're questioning what to do with some of these things, that you will consider donating it to the Hall of Heroes Museum right there at the Veterans Center. Now, what are some of the other visions that y'all are thinking about? You know, you eventually, when you have enough stuff, you want to do different exhibits, correct?
Right.
They'll be changing.
Exactly. And back to donations, if I could.
Sure.
We have lots of Army stuff right now. Branches of service like the Coast Guard is really hard to collect. So if there's retired people from the Coast Guard, the Air Force, the Navy, those would be really helpful because we want to give a broad perspective.
A balanced
perspective of the museum.
And we need to mention the brown shoes, right,
brown
Terry?
Shoes,
you need brown shoes from the Navy, is that correct?
Well, we'll take any brown shoes.
Brown was the color of choice, is that for all uniforms back then, basically?
No, I don't think so. It was for officers in aviation, mostly in the Navy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And now you have a mannequin with bare feet.
We have a mannequin with bare feet.
Bare feet sticking out.
You either need the pants to be longer.
That's it.
Okay, so you really could use some brown shoes from back. Now, most of the things that you have right now are from what time period?
Most of them now, I would say, are World War II era.
Yeah, World War II and up.
World War II and up. Yeah. We even have a small display of the Iraqi War. The first Iraqi War, Desert Storm 1, just a real small display of some items donated, such as the cards and a map of that was issued to soldiers. So that's kind of the focus right now. But our aim, of course, like you say, is to go all the way back from the Revolutionary War all the way up to current.
It'll be fascinating when, and I know you all have some big ideas on how to. You're also looking for some big stuff, aren't you, in there, Terry?
Yeah, it'd be nice to have, we're
a bazooka? Okay, a bazooka?
I was thinking more of lines of a tank or,
And not a
howitzer or something.
A howitzer, okay.
The ship goes out front, James.
Okay.
The submarine's going on top of the building.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. All right. Well, there are lots of ideas and lots of things to bring here. You know, I have been involved in some of these conversations, like why can't we put the submarine on top of the building, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, the weight may be an issue, but hey. I think it sounds like fun, and with such a fabulous facility. You know, the Greenwood Veterans Center is the largest in the state of South Carolina, and when people come from outside of town to hear and see it, they are just amazed. And when you have that museum totally up and going, it's going to be another thing that brings people into Greenwood. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. And can I throw in a Bravo Zulu for Kerry Boat, our Veteran Affairs officer.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for him, we would still be down at Park Place in that little broom closet they had for an office.
Absolutely.
He did a fantastic job of wrangling the old library building from the county for us.
And a lot of people have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into bringing that building back. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to be back. If you've got a question for us, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear South Carolina news, and then we'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm talking to Terry Weeks, and I'm talking to James Morgan right here. Both of these guys were in the service and did good things for us. In fact, I had forgotten, and Terry reminded me when we were talking about the Hall of Heroes that he just was inducted into the Hall of Heroes. So we need to say a big kudos to you, Terry.
Thank you.
Yes, that was an awesome ceremony that they had right there at Lander University.
Yes.
And I tell you what, you couldn't be prouder, and the thing that made me feel so good is the place was packed.
Yes. Nice turnout, very nice ceremony.
It was. And, you know, the other thing is a lot of people think that's done by the Veterans Administration or something. It's not. It's totally volunteered, put together. Kerry Bolt came up with this idea along with a couple of his gals.
Right.
And it started over in Lawrence, and when they opened the center over here in Greenwood, Kerry had said, we got to continue it. So it's a really nice thing to do, and it really honors people who you may think of as just everyday people, but everyday people were out there doing amazing things for our country.
Yeah.
That's right. So as we talk on about what is going on here today, we're talking about the museum and the Hall of Heroes Museum that'll be opening this Sunday. And again, letting go of things that you don't know what you're going to do with is a place where you'd always be able to know where they are.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm sure if somebody wanted to come down and see those pieces, you're going to have them. If you don't have them on display all the time, they will be stored safely. You've got a huge building and safe storage there.
That's right. We have upstairs storage for everything and under lock and key.
Under lock and key. So I'm sure if you wanted to see those things, that it wouldn't be a big problem if they weren't on display to be able to get them for them to look at?
No, absolutely not.
And anything brought right now will probably go on display because we have a little bit of bare space that we're trying to fill in and everything.
That's right. So this is the start of it. Eventually you want to be able to do tours for school-age children?
Yes.
Sure.
What other types of things are you thinking about, James?
Well, like you say, this is just a start, and if we can get enough stuff in, enough donated stuff, it would be neat to have a Revolutionary War display or set up, and then a World War One set up and a World War Two set up and stuff.
Sure. But and we then just as we move that forward here, Vietnam and Desert Storm, and yes.
Yeah.
And we have one of our volunteers who says he has a very large collection of firearms. He doesn't want to donate them, but he wants to come in and set up one day while we're open and just, you know, talk to people and tell them everything that he knows about the firearm that he's going to put on display.
Wow. Now, that would be awesome. Y'all need to make sure that I know about that so the word can get out. when we have something like that. But the other thing you need more help. In order to have the museum open like Saturdays and Sundays, Saturday afternoons and Sundays, it's going to take quite a crew to do that so that same people don't get end up working all the time.
Right.
And you don't have to be a veteran.
You don't have to be a veteran?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing to know. And men and women can do this?
That's right.
That's right? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just checking, making sure. This isn't an exclusive club. Is that what you're telling me?
In fact, we'll sign you up now.
You'll sign me up now. Okay. Well, I'm planning on coming down and doing a tour, and maybe we'll talk about some of the items that y'all have on display once y'all get set up. That'll be great. So that'll be going on. Now, Terry, tell me about some of the other things that ideas. I know there are a lot of ideas floating around on things that you could do. Some of the museums, the other museums. I wasn't the one in Greenville pretty nicely set up?
Yes, they are, and they have been doing it for a while and everything. We eventually want to get some weapons on display. That's one of our want lists and everything. And James said, you know, we need some Coast Guard uniform items and Navy.
Have you donated anything since you were in the Navy?
I have something I'm going to put in, yeah.
Yeah,
right
okay.
Now we're...
How's your uniform?
Oh, I can't wear it.
I tell you what was pretty neat, though, is to see some of the guys at the Hall of Heroes who could still fit in their uniforms.
Yes.
That was pretty awesome. Yes.
Someone donated a set of the old Navy blue jumpers.
Okay.
You know, and pants and everything. And no way in the world would they fit on the modern-day mannequin. I mean, Fred Malone, who was mounting the uniform and everything, had to take and cut the mannequins, actually, to get the uniforms to fit.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the guy who had that uniform was probably a size 30 or something, or 48.
It was really small.
I actually had, my father was in the Navy, and I had his bell bottom, the blues, and with the buttons.
Oh, yes.
That went up on the flap.
Buttons.
Yep. Yep. I had a pair of those that I actually wore at one time. Yeah.
That used to be real popular with the civilians.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the things that are happening at the museum. I think it is going to make a fascinating display. But, James, anything else that you would like us to know about what is happening at the museum?
Just that come out and see the museum on the 10th. I think people will be very impressed what we've done so far. And just get out and donate those items that you want to can get rid of, care to get rid of.
Yeah. Well, it's a good way for them to be preserved for impetuity.
Right. Yes.
Whereas if they sit at home in a box or something, you know, they're going to degrade and this type of thing. So it's a great way.
Yeah, we've even started a collection. It's not on display yet. Somebody donated a bunch of German uniforms. Well, we haven't put it on display yet because we're really focusing on just the U.S. and stuff. So, you know, if enough donations come through, that would make a very neat display of what the German soldier in World War II wore at the time. And so that's a direction we could head.
And not only that, interesting papers, letters that were sent home or back over that were kept.
Right.
That would be very interesting too, wouldn't it, Terry?
Yes, it is. In fact, a lady here in town, I believe her first name was Eileen Walsh.
I knew Eileen Walsh.
Okay. She was
the first her flyers, her flying license was signed by Amelia Earhart.
Okay. And we have a telegram that was sent to her accepting her into, I guess, the military flight program.
They flew the plane. They ferried the planes wherever they need overseas.
Right.
A group of women
from the factory to the field.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We knew Eileen Walsh for years, and one time she brought her scrapbook in and showed it off. Some of our young gals that were working at Sharp Facets at the time were talking about how great and wonderful they are with the guys and everything. Well, Eileen went home, got her scrapbook, brought it back, laid it up on the counter, and she said, "You girls think that you did something. Me and my girls kept about 50 guys happy." She was a terrific person, great storyteller, and she just died maybe three or four years ago now.
Okay.
But she died down in Columbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her pilot's license was signed by Amelia Earhart. Wouldn't you love to have that?
Oh, yes. That would be nice, along with the telegram accepting her into the flight program.
And we could even set a display up honoring her.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know? And we could, given enough stuff donated, we could go in that direction. Just pick periods of time or people to honor.
Yes, absolutely. She's a fascinating woman, and she used to like silver, sterling silver. She bought sterling silver from us, and she was very particular about what she bought. I think it had to be Tiffany or something very special. She was she was an awesome person. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with two great guys, James Morgan and Terry Weeks, talking about the museum. Hey, we just made a connection, Eileen Walsh. How about that? Hey, don't you go away. If you got a question or a comment, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276. All right, I'm Ann Eller. We've been having wild conversations over here talking about the days. Yeah, let's see, what did you say, James? You know, Eileen Walsh could say, well, I flew. What kind of planes were you talking about?
Yeah, she was talking with her lady friends. I flew B-17s. What did you do?
Exactly. Yeah, 20-something saying... Yeah. Okay, exactly. But, you know, so much of the war effort, particularly, I mean, World War II, where would we have been if we hadn't had the women building the planes? And even I met a lady who was on an island off of the state of Washington or Oregon, who was encrypting or getting messages from the Japanese.
Oh, intercepting.
Yes, intercepting messages.
Yes.
And she signed up. I love this story because she signed up just because she and a girlfriend were at the movies, and they were living in Texas at the time. And the Uncle Sam came on and said, "We need you." And they got up and went. You know, it was a different time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, those were times. But and so she went in and... ended up over in on the other coast encrypting messages. It was just a very select group of women, like 14 or 15 of them living on this island, and nobody even knew that this was going on. She got married. The guy that she had been dating got out of the service. He came to where she was, wanted them to get married, and all the girls that were there on the island said, "Well, we want to be on the wedding." Well, the problem was that they needed one person to be getting the messages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some great stories.
Yeah.
Absolutely great stories. So I know you're really excited about this coming together. What do you, the volunteers is one issue, getting more stuff, knowing that it's going to be taken care of and preserved is probably one of the biggest things that I would think would give a lot of people peace. And to be contributing it to our community. Would that be summing it up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That what they're donating is going to a very good cause, and it will be respected and cared for and stuff like that. So,
Sure. And you were talking about photographs. You want more photographs of people. Is that what you were saying, James?
Yes. We would love to have photographs of people who have served in Greenwood and the surrounding community and counties. You were talking about this lady's scrapbook. Mm-hmm. To put the photograph and the scrapbook together in a display case and honoring her for a month or so. I mean, we could go in a lot of terrific directions that way.
And, you know, the only way that history can really be passed down on a local level is through something like a local museum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because otherwise it gets gobbled up into the big stories. And, you know, like they're doing the World War II stories and everything. But to have our own stories right here in Greenwood, yes, is something pretty awesome.
It is.
Yes. Yes. So let's see if we can get more stuff down there. Again, that number to call is 942-8531. That's 942-8531. They are there from 1 to 3, but you can drop it off as long as you leave them some information, and they can even call you back and get more details on it.
Yeah, absolutely we can.
Yeah,
sure.
We'll do it.
So you can certainly do this. The museum is going to have its a maiden launch.
Yeah.
Is that the appropriate way to say this?
First opening.
Yeah.
On this coming Sunday, and I certainly hope everybody will put that there in their minds and get down there and see what they have to offer. It is on the main level of the Veterans Affairs Veterans Building, which is, of course, the old library. And while you're there, make sure you check out the Healing Garden in the back. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. Yeah, it is. Very nice.
And any other areas that you think they ought to make sure they notice? Those two flagpoles have been donated by Woodmen of the World.
Woodmen of the World. Right.
And that was quite a project to put those in. Yeah. I talked to Carrie about that. It was a big project.
And what the Master Gardeners have done, just a lot of work all around. That garden is gorgeous, but all around the area.
Sure.
It's really come a long way.
And, of course, now you're getting ready to be able to sell the memorial stones.
Memorial
the
bricks, yes.
Paving bricks, yes.
Yes. Yep. So that we need to get some information on that so that I can start telling people, because that's ready to go now, isn't it?
I believe if it's not ready, it's real close. Okay. Another thing they're going to do for Christmas is the lights on a Christmas tree out front. And for $5 or more donation, you can have a name put on for a Christmas light.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's great. So there's a lot going on down there. And if you'd like to be involved, whether it's with the Women's Auxiliary or you have several organizations within the Veterans Center there.
Right.
What are some of the organizations? Can you?
Well, Carol Scales and I belong to the Military Officers Association, and that's our tie into that.
Okay. And Terry, how about you?
We have the Greenwood County Coalition of Veteran Organizations, which represents all the veterans groups in Greenwood County. We meet there. I'm president there. We also have the Disabled American Veterans. They meet there. We have Veterans of Foreign War, Marine Corps League, and a new group. Buddy Bell has started Purple Heart Association.
Wow, that's great. And then, of course, there's the Women's Auxiliary.
The Women's Auxiliary, yes.
Of Foreign Wars, of Veterans of
VFW,
yes, of that.
And
so.
DAVA.
So there's a lot of ways to get involved. A great group of people down there, and they certainly are pleased to be able to have such a wonderful place to meet and have things going on. And so make sure you do check that out.
Yeah. And can I also remind everybody about Monday, Veterans Day.
Right.
The annual American Legion ceremony will be at 11 a.m. at the American Legion on Calhoun.
That's right. And Chuck Fox, I think, is he going to be speaking?
He's going to be our guest speaker, yes.
That's right. So that will be a great ceremony if you can get to that. That's 11 o'clock on Monday, which is actually Veterans Day. And a lot of places actually are going to be closed, federal offices and this type of thing. So it'll be an opportunity to take that time.
Yes.
And Emerald High School is doing one on the 12th.
Okay.
And... Where Shoals is doing one on the 11th, another veteran ceremony. And the 96th High School is doing a ceremony on the 11th.
That's right. You know, I didn't grow up here in South Carolina. I'm actually from the state of Maine. And I can be quite frank, yes, when I tell y'all that while Veterans Day, we did have a parade. And as a Girl Scout and a Brownie, I always marched in the parade. But, you know, you didn't have the sense of veterans the way we do in South Carolina. Yeah. It's totally, totally a something that you need to be part of.
Yeah. They're very supportive of their veterans. Yes. Absolutely. South Carolina is known for doing that. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Well, I again want to thank you all for being here today and for working hard on this exhibit. I know, you know, when you don't exactly know what you're doing, it's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And being veterans of the military, you always had a mission and the direction you were going. So this has been a little different, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. But we have stumbled and we have learned.
And I think you all have had fun.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's been fun.
The people, the guys and gals working there are just great.
Yeah.
And the learning curve is always steep on these projects.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But when you get it all put together, it's going to be something for Greenwood and the surrounding areas to be very proud of.
Absolutely.
And it'll be another venue of people coming into Greenwood to go to the Veterans Museum right there. So I certainly hope eventually we'll be able to open it more.
Yes. We have a big room that there's not a whole lot of use planned for it. And, you know, we'd like to be able to expand out there, too.
And if anybody has a tank or, you know,
there
a
you
plane
go.
Yeah.
A B-17.
B-17. Any of these things. We got a lot of places there right out there.
Yeah.
Yes. Carrie, you wouldn't mind, would you?
No.
Can we bring that B-25 back that they pulled out of
Lake
Greenwood?
Yeah, exactly. Any of that stuff sure would be awesome to have here, and something that, you know, that it's an easy way for kids to get enthused about learning about the past.
Yes,
and that's one of the things that you always are trying to fight, is to make sure that the story isn't lost.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for coming out here. Terry Weeks, thank you again for your service to our country. James Morgan, thank you for our service to our country.
It's been a pleasure.
And I always enjoy sitting down and talking about things. The Veterans Day Parade starts at 3 o'clock this coming Sunday. It starts at Hampton Place, down there where Romack and Dollar General are. Goes down Main Street through the square and winds up at South Main Baptist Church.
Right.
And then afterwards, there's going to be a reception at the Veterans Center. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.